Welcome to On the Drive Home. My name is Jeremiah.
And I'm the alien to his Romulus, Katie.
And we just saw Alien Romulus.
Yay!
Which Katie said was the best date movie she's ever had.
Yeah, so after 14 months, we finally have a date. So it's like, what do? We go to the movies. And what do we see? The most romantic movie of all time, Alien Romulus.
Honestly, it wouldn't have been that bad except for the end where they kind of do a thing. Yeah. And it's like, whoa, okay.
Well, maybe we should get into the deets here really quick.
Yeah,
so, all right, Alien Romulus, directed by Fede Alvarez and written by him and and Dan O'Bannon, and starring Kaylee Spaney, David Johnson, and Archie Renu. Anyways, just name a few. And basic story, well, if you've seen Alien, you've almost seen Alien Romulus. No, I'm just joking. But same story, you know, they go aboard a ship, there's alien species on there, and
terror ensues.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because, yeah. I mean, there's like a setup at the beginning of like, who are these characters? How do they know each other? What is their plan? What are they trying to do?
Yeah.
Kind of set up, you know, their motivations and stuff, and they do that.
Exactly.
And the characters are good. Like, they're well thought out. None of them felt like flat or anything.
Actually, I really liked all of them. I especially like, they had a synthetic. Because that's, I think, required in all these alien movies.
Yeah.
And he was one of my favorites, actually. I feel like every time he was on the screen, he stole the screen or stole my attention, you know, like, because...
And it was neat, too, because he had, like, two kind of personalities based on the what happens in the movie.
Yes.
And it was just interesting to see the switch between them.
Yeah. But my only thing is, it's your basic, horror, get chased by alien kind of movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was just thinking, like, you know, like we were talking about earlier, like we had the Top Gun and Twister, then you have Alien, and again, these all these movies that no one ever asked for, but they're all good.
Yeah. Well, not all of them. At least the ones you just
mentioned. At least these three.
Are very good.
Yeah. And this was by far not a bad movie. At the same time, I'm just thinking, I don't know. I didn't feel this way when we watched Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. But with this one, I was like, okay, yeah, the alien, all right, he's gonna have acid blood. And really, the only thing you were talking about, and I don't want to do any spoilers, there was a weird twist at the end, was the only thing kind of surprising to me. But other than that, it was good, but it was still just your same alien movie to me. What about your opinion?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It was good. It wasn't bad.
Like, this one was definitely, it leaned way more into the horror element.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I could be misremembering, but, like, the original one was Sigourney Weaver, like, it was like a thriller, but it
more
wasn't...
More suspenseful,
it wasn't like they're trying to, like, make a horror movie. This one felt very much like they were trying to make a horror movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
Obviously, the second one was, like, way more action-packed, the James Cameron one. But, I mean, this one, I felt like it stood on its own. Like, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's another alien movie in the franchise, blah, 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 et cetera. But, you know, considering some of the ones they've done in the past, like, I get 3 and 4 confused all the time. But there is, like, the one where they're on the jail and stuff, and it's just, like, they really kind of went off the rocker.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Prometheus and Covenant or whatever, like, I feel like those were trying to be extraordinarily pretentious.
I don't think those.
Yeah. There might have been some substance there. And, like, they were interesting, but I didn't walk away from them being like, yeah, this really expanded on the universe in a meaningful way for me.
Mm-hmm.
But this one was kind of like going back to the roots of, like, let's just have some people on the ship. There's some aliens there. They got to figure it out. You know, that was interesting. They kind of, like, do, I guess, for, if you're going to talk about, like, the anthology of the series, this one has, like, it's sort of, like, you know, there's the Wayland Company or Wayward Company or whatever, and they always have their directives, the things that they want to do, and they have one for this particular movie that it, like, ties the thread together with other movies and whatnot. So that makes it interesting from, like, that serialized kind of aspect, but... I enjoyed it. I was entertained the whole time.
It was entertaining.
Yeah, there was like a second ending to it, and yeah, it was like you were saying, was unexpected. I would even say it's a bit much, but you know what? That's just my taste. It's not me saying that it's bad. It's just my taste.
But I want to touch on the company that you mentioned that was Wayward Company or something like that. I like how you mentioned that because I remember thinking this in the movie. I love how they had the bad guy a company.
Yeah.
In a way, you know.
I mean, that's kind of like the whole thing.
Yeah. And that's kind of, I like it when they do that. Like, it's not like this arch guy, like, twits with his little mustache, like, hey, I'm going to take over the world. It's a company, and in some ways, it makes it a little bit more realistic because, yeah, I think a company would end the world or something, you know, for its own purpose. But,
or at least they're gonna keep trying to do, like, because they want to get this alien so that they can do experiments and, you know, make products and do whatever they want to do.
And make money. No, and that's what I'm saying. That's why I like they make the company. They did in Avatar, too. Like, made the company, like, a bad guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes I feel like that's, like, the safest route for, like, making a bad guy. Because,
you're right.
Like, not to get super political, but Republicans, Democrats, they'll both gang up against corporations and be like, they're ruining this and blah, blah, blah. It seems like that's like a common thread that you can sort of bind people with.
But it's faceless.
If you're not doing a movie about Nazis, then you can do a movie about a company, an evil company.
Yeah. And when it's faceless too, but I think everyone can kind of relate about like, oh yeah, this company annoys me and that. And I think it's easy to make them kind of like the bad guy.
Yeah.
But I like how they had that, like that was like the villain was the company. And, but another thing you mentioned, Alien 3 and 4. Yeah, if I remember correctly, Alien 3 was when Sigourney Weaver shaved her head.
Okay.
And she was in the jail.
Yeah.
And then Alien 4 was
the one with Winona Ryder?
It was with Winona Ryder, and they had the aliens in the water.
Okay.
And that's when an alien gave birth.
That's what it was.
If I remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, if I remember correctly. And both of them were not so good movies, but I guess they must have done well enough to where they could make a 3 and a 4, but...
Well, I think they probably... That was probably, like, Ridley Scott, because he made Prometheus.
Yeah.
What was it? 15 years later, after the Alien 4 or something?
Something
I feel
like
there are some directors that have enough clout, like, they can be like, I want to make this movie, and then investors will help them out to make it.
Yeah, but, you know, they're all forgettable, at least those two.
Yeah.
Alien and Aliens are...
Yeah.
Some of the best movies ever made.
Yeah, those
are great. Or I guess best science fiction, you could say.
Movies. And I don't think Ridley Scott did anything with 3 and 4. I'd have to double check.
Yeah.
But I don't think that he was maybe like executive producer
something. Because I know Ridley Scott did Alien, and then James Cameron did Aliens, right? So, which they're both really good. But at the same time, I do feel like this movie took little pieces from Alien, Aliens, and I'm going to say Alien 4. Not trying to do any spoilers there. And kind of combined it to a horror movie that we just kind of watched. And that's just my opinion. Again, we don't want to do any spoilers here, but it was good, but I just feel like at the same time, it's like, why can't we make a different kind of alien movie? Like, why is it going to be these aliens? It's like, I don't know, make a different alien movie. Like, different aliens.
Inside the Alien franchise, or like,
well, like, what do we need to do?
Completely different.
Completely different. Like, why we gotta use our Matt?
Well, they did that. They did. Remember Annihilation? That was like an alien.
Annihilation.
Movie, right?
Which one was that one?
That was with Natalie Portman and I forgot her name.
Oh,
it was like the four women.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
They were going
that
into
one.
The sphere thing.
I think that's a different kind of sci-fi. I'm talking like, hey, if you want to have like bad aliens that just want to eat you and chase you around, why not just go a whole different route or route and just make
because
a different
money,
kind?
Kate.
I don't understand why it's got to be this alien franchise. Make a new one. I don't know. And then you can make more toys and, you know, it's called using your imagination.
They're going to make toys out of this. I mean, I guess they make like the grown-up toys. I'm immediately thinking of like a seven-year-old playing with a xenomorph.
Okay, but I could be wrong, but I think with Aliens, didn't they have like toys? Like
that was a different time.
It was
in
the 80s, the 90s.
I remember. I read,
but they had alien toys.
Oh yeah.
With the mouth coming out.
Yeah, I remember with Total Recall when that movie came out.
Yeah,
I was a child and I was subscribed to Nintendo Power. And they had this whole thing about, like, hey, subscribe to our magazine and try the sweepstakes, and you can, like, possibly be an extra on the movie, or you'll get a copy of the game, or you'll get tickets to see the movie. Like, this is, like, a hard R-rated movie. And yeah. Nintendo Power, like, there's a lot more grown-ups that play games now, but back then it was primarily children.
It's true.
So it's like, yeah. The 90s was different.
That's true.
It was a different time.
It was a different time. I remember, of course, I wasn't into it, but I just remember seeing the alien
Terminator
toys.
Figures, and both those movies were all.
Well, Terminator 2 R, because I feel like they kind of made it more.
They were both R.
Because I saw it as a kid when it came out in the theater.
Well, you and me both had cool parents.
I guess,
that,
yeah.
Let us watch those movies when we were children.
But and look how we turned out.
Yeah.
Right? So, I was going back on my tangent. Not a bad movie. It was fun. Yeah, it was a good horror movie. At the same time, I'd like to see a new type of alien franchise. I guess this is what I'm getting at. Because I feel like it's kind of the same thing over and over again. But at the same time, though, if it's good, you know, I mean, you can't complain about that.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
Yeah, you know, if you go to the theater, pay for the entertainment, yeah, you're entertained, and you might get a little grossed out, but you are entertained.
Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained? So, but yeah, that's just my
What would you give this
rant.
On a 0 to 5 scale, Kate?
What would I give this on a 0 to 5 scale? I can't do 3.5,
no.
Right?
No decimals. Only real numbers here.
I'm going to do a 3. No, I'm going to give it a 3. Right. And again, that's not because it's a bad movie. I feel a little gross leaving it. I am a little tired of the Alien franchise, but I was entertained.
I'm going to give it a 4.
Yeah.
Because I really liked it. I thought it was just a solid movie.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, like I said, it wasn't a bad movie by any means.
Yeah.
It was not bad. Maybe I'm just getting a little old. And cynical.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, tell us what you think. You know, how do we do that?
I don't have access to Facebook anymore, so I don't keep that thing up.
I tried Threads. Nothing out of that.
Yeah.
So, what is it on our
you
little...
You could do smoke signals. You could do...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, what was that little comment thing on the podcast?
Yeah, I know
what
that
is it called?
Apple. Apple's iTunes podcast site. You can leave reviews and stuff. But, like, I don't know. I think most people are Android users, and they get their podcasts however they get them.
I would love to have, like, a conversation, like, you know, about, like, some comments and all. I tried doing, what's it called? Exit to X now. But I did, when it was Twitter, I put in our account when we started it, and it told me I was 8 years old, and I couldn't.
Oh, yeah, because you put the date of the first podcast.
I did. I thought it'd be kind of cute because I'm like, oh, okay, now we're 1 and 2. And then I was like, sorry, you're too juvenile.
And then they don't let you change it.
No.
It's like,
no.
If you make a mistake on that, they're like, haha, can't fool us, child.
So I tried Threads, but I don't know if it's really.
I don't think I've heard about Threads since that first week that it came out.
It's not doing well. So I don't know. I mean, it'd be kind of fun though. Like maybe get some recommendations. Like I think we should do some more stay homes and watch something cheesy like Troll, or review that. You know, that'd be kind of fun. You know, or have a horror month. You know, with Halloween coming up in October.
Spooktober.
Stay home Spooktoberfest.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's all we got.
Until next time.